Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Morning, Dev.
Hello, Scott.
Now, it's Wednesday, and on Sunday, you have got to do something ridiculous.
Yeah.
You may have been hearing this on Dev's show. Explain what you've got to do.
So I'm dressing up in spandex. I'm going to wrestle a man.
Yeah. We haven't even talked about the outfit.
No, we haven't. Do you want to go get it after we have a little chat?
Yes, please. Yes, I do.
It's a spandex tuxedo.
Oh, beautiful.
And because, you know, my whole alter ego is going to be Secret Agent Man, 00 Devin.
00 Devin.
Yeah. You should do the voiceovers for it. You did really good voiceover voice.
Well, no, but you've got a much better one.
Oh, no, you are right.
Yeah.
I think he's a professional voiceover artist
yeah,
as well.
So. He can actually do it. Let me play him now. Here.
Very good.
Really good.
Oh! All the ringside action on your radio. 00 Devin.
00 Devin. BBC Radio 1.
Yeah, that's professional.
Yeah,
he is better. Yeah. So you're doing some wrestling on Sunday. You got the moves?
I have learnt some moves. Yep. I'm not really allowed to talk about it too much because otherwise, Cowboy with a K, he's an idiot. He might be listening, and then he'll know what I'm going to do. So
okay.
I can't share my moves.
My advice to you is to stop calling him an idiot as much on air as you're doing at the moment.
Scott, honestly, if you saw him, you'd understand. Right. He's not going to do anything to me.
Can I Google him? Is it Cowboy with a K? Is
yeah.
it going to be on there?
There's a few, but I'll show you the actual one, the proper one.
Okay. And is he the only one you're fighting?
Well, no, because he's got a tag team partner who's massive. The guy I'm going up against is huge.
Yeah.
And I hear he's quite an angry guy as well. I'm more worried about him. And I'm more worried about, you know, sort of crowd interaction and sort of making sure I get my entrance down. I'm more worried about that than actually fighting Cowboy. He's not worrying me at all.
All right. And this is Sunday. What time?
I don't know. I shouldn't I?
So you haven't got a clue, have you?
I've got to think about more important things than logistics and times and places. I think, I don't know, from midday. I'm gonna be now there.
What I love about you, Dev, is that I reckon you are even more disorganised than I was when I did your show.
Yeah, I'd say that's a fair point.
Do you ever get to the stage where maybe 4 or 5 weeks have gone by and you haven't opened any post? That used to happen to me a lot. I used to just put it in a drawer and be like, I'll do it tomorrow.
Every time I go around to my mum's as well, she'll have like a whole parcel of posts for me and I have to sit there basically flicking through loads of bills going, that one was supposed to be paid about a month ago.
Yes. Welcome to Early Mornings. Okay, we did a little song for you yesterday so you can remember some of the moves.
Oh, wow.
You know, we did like a quiz the other day when you came in.
I remember Vertical Beef.
Yeah, Vertical Beef was on, the Lamb Cannon, and we asked you whether they were real wrestling moves or not. I have got something here, which, as you walk in on Sunday, when you're focusing on Cowboy with a K and some of his idiot mates, this is what you need to listen to. Maybe you could even use this as your entrance music. Have you saw... Oh, no, you got Bruce Willis.
Secret Agent Man, of course, yeah.
But maybe after or before. Listen, listen. These are all the wrestling moves you need to remember. In one easy song.
The Vertical Beef. The butt drop, Mongolian chop, stink face, testicular claw, lamb cannon, donkey omelette, flaps roast, dong clunk, the nipple flick, the bad kebab, the Chandler Bing, Kung Pao chicken, curl one out. The Vertical Beef. Kung Pao chicken, Chandler Bing, bad kebab, the nipple flick, dong clunk, curl one out, flaps roast, donkey omelette, Bel Air ball banger. The Vertical Beef.
Yeah, wait for it.
So you could learn this and be all in your head.
That's really good. If I had it on my MP3 player on the way up there, going through my moves as I'm listening.
Yeah, you've got a bit of a journey on your hand, so like, just put it on your MP3, you'll be sorted.
That's really good. I think I prefer this to the original. It's really good. Could this be the official remix?
Right, would you please go and get your outfit? And we'll play Rihanna and Calvin Harris. I want to see the spandex.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
So Dev is doing some wrestling this weekend and he's just walked in an incredible outfit. We need to get a picture of this and put it on the Scott Mills Facebook immediately.
Do you like it?
I really like it. I like it that you're wearing the sunglasses indoors.
Thank you.
However, I think that, I'll be honest, I think it could potentially be too revealing on the day.
Okay.
Because it is skin tight, Dev.
I need some shorts or something, don't I?
Maybe you do, just to maybe distract attention away.
I'm up here, Scott.
Oh, hello. Yes, so the glasses, are you going to wear the glasses?
Yes, I'm not going to wear them in the ring.
Right,
I'm take them off.
On the way in?
Yes, on the way in, definitely.
Okay, just describe your outfit for us.
So this is a spandex tuxedo.
Yeah.
Sort of, I've never worn anything like this before. It's really, I don't know. It's quite comfy.
Yeah, yeah, it looks comfy. Yeah, obviously, it's like a suit, but it's an all-in-one.
Yeah.
So it's you've kind of got like
gloves.
The gloves.
I don't know what you call that, like a sort of waistcoaty thing as well.
But obviously just kind of almost drawn on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks good. I wasn't expecting that. Right. I don't know what I was expecting.
Okay.
But it wasn't that.
This is the first reaction I've had from somebody seeing me in my outfit in full length. And if I'm honest, it's the first time I've ever, like, put it on and been in front of people. Mm. I feel ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm honest.
Have you got a picture, Becky, yet? We'll take one. Yeah,
Should I sort of stand in a way that's kind of...
Just whatever you feel, Dev. Right. Oh, God.
That feels natural.
Oh, no.
There we go.
Too early. Bit lungy.
There we go.
Bit lungy. Yeah,
we worked the blue steel. Yeah. Did it come out
beautiful.
Right? Oh, dear.
No.
I don't like it.
Why not?
Because it just looks...
Stupid.
It's supposed to be a family show on Sunday.
It'll be all right. Just get some shorts over it and you'll be absolutely fine.
All right. Shorts is a must.
You know, we've been talking about your wrestling this week, and one of my mates got a call yesterday, and the guy on the other end was like, "Hello, it's Chris here, and I'm calling from WWF. And my mate was like, "Shut up, get lost," and put the phone down because he thought we were doing some kind of prank revolving around your wrestling thing at the weekend. So then the call's back again. "Hi, I'm sorry. What happened there? It's Chris from the WWF." He's like, "Yeah, all right, Scott. Yeah, hilarious." And it turned out to be a bloke from the Panda organisation, which is called WWF. He does actually support a panda and sends money to them, and they were just ringing for that. And he thought it was you or me or someone talking about wrestling.
Oh, bless him. Yeah. You know, you mentioned that. It was a rather disturbing program pitch idea with Jodie Marsh involved in pandas and Nick Grimshaw last night.
Was there?
Yeah. I don't imagine this ever going to get commissioned, but it's definitely worth a listen back.
Jodie Marsh was in with Grimmy yesterday because, as you may know, she is a bodybuilder.
She's huge.
She is huge. The transformation is quite incredible. If you haven't seen the pictures, then just Google Jodie Marsh. She is all muscle and six-pack. There is no body fat there. It's the darkest tan you've ever seen. And we decided yesterday that Becky should follow Jodie's lead and bulk up a bit.
Are you going to do this, Becky? Please?
8 weeks,
it'll
right?
It'll be so good.
All you got to do is eat protein, meat, fish, eggs, and just bulk up.
Easy.
Well, I did it yesterday. Did you not see the pictures?
Yeah, there is a picture, which is on the Radio 1 homepage. And also, if you search Scott Mills on Facebook, you can get it as well.
I think it's been put on my Wikipedia as well.
Yeah. That is, come on, be honest, that is just an artist's impression of what you will look like in 8 weeks.
That's how I looked at 6 o'clock last night.
What happened?
Deflated airbed style overnight, because it's not the same now.
It does suit you, that look, I think.
Mm.
I, even though I kind of want you to wear something a little bit less revealing. Like,
why? There's no point having a body like that and then covering it up.
I can pretty much see your forte. So just wear something, I don't know, just cover up a bit. But it looks good. Have a look on the Scott Mills Facebook, or go to the Radio 1 homepage, or Becky's Wikipedia. That's going to be there for life now. It's going to haunt you. Best of luck for Sunday, Dev.
Thank you very much, Scott. Can I get changed now?
Absolutely. I don't see how anyone could not take you seriously in that outfit. So I think it'll all be fine.
Much.
And good luck with Cowboy with a K.
Thank you very much.
00 Devin.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Becky's here. Chris is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
How are we all?
Good, thank you.
Chris is being a bit lame at the moment because he had to get up 2 days in a row, and I expected him to come out last night, but he didn't.
I know, it's the first time I think I've ever bailed on a night out.
Ever? In all the time I've known you? What were you watching instead?
I was watching, what was it called? On ITV2, it was called Models, Misfits and Mayhem, something like that.
Models, Misfits, Mayhem.
It was awful.
I know, I saw a few people on Twitter talking about it. Isn't there a guy on there called calls himself Mr. Fierce?
Yeah, yeah. It kind of annoyed me to watch it.
It's one of those programmes where you do kind of want to have a word, a serious word with the people in it, but you can't stop watching it. Do you know what I mean? The programmes that really make you go, oh, God! But you can't switch it over.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what your life has now become.
Yeah.
It's all about ITV2.
Yeah, thanks to you.
Yeah. Now, everyone has notes they put in their phone, right? If you have a smartphone, you will have somewhere in it to put notes. I've just been reading through my ones. Mine are really boring.
Yeah, mine are just like codes for other people's like Skype PIN numbers and stuff. To, you know, like
what?
You know when you go home or like go to your boyfriend's parents' house, and they like older people don't tend to have the code to hand. And say you want to hire a film or something, you obviously ask them, but they can never find the code. So it's easier if you've already got it on your phone.
So you've got loads of people's codes
to save them going up to the drawer with all the information. You can just go, no, it's 0024 or whatever.
Oh, I've got a PIN number. Doesn't that freak them out a little bit?
No, they don't mind. It's easy access for them, isn't it?
Have you got Scott's?
She's probably got my credit card details in there, to be fair.
Do you know his credit card?
Just the long number.
Yeah, but you never store that in the notes section. You always store it under someone's name in your phone, don't you?
My ones at the moment include wig shops, should I start wearing one? That's because there is a ridiculous amount of wig shops near where I live. I don't know why. There's a whole road, which I just call Wig Street, because it's like all hair places and wig shops. And I'm thinking, because I live there, maybe I should start to rock one. What do you think? Has the time come yet? Huh?
Not just yet. What would you go for?
I don't know. I mean, they've got some brilliant ones in there.
Are they natural or, like, party ones?
No, they're all natural ones. You've got your afros. You've got your ones that look a bit like, you know, Mary, Queen of Shops.
Oh, yeah.
There's loads of those.
That would look good on you.
I think so.
That would look really good.
I've got Nelly Kelly Dilemma. That's obviously one of my ideas for the Wonder Years that I heard somewhere and thought, oh, that'll sound good.
Good song.
One Direction, don't know what that means. Yeah, boring.
The band?
Hmm?
One Direction, the group?
Yeah, I know, but I don't know what it... I know who they are, but yeah. I don't know why I wrote One Direction randomly in my phone. Now, Chris writes notes in his phone a lot, don't you?
Mm, yeah.
And it's, what is it, just all your ideas for Dragon's Den that you've yet to pitch?
It's these ideas that come to me, and the great thing is that when I got this phone, the notes thing on it was... I just thought, this is a godsend. I can just write everything in here.
All your get-rich-quick schemes are in there.
Yeah.
All your programme ideas, which you have.
Yeah.
Oh, because you're constantly thinking, aren't you, Chris?
Yeah, but they're always, like... I come up with my best ideas on a night out, generally.
Yeah.
So most of these notes are about 2-3 in the morning.
Well, you think at the time that they're your best ideas.
Yeah.
If you lost your phone, would it be fair to say you'd be more worried about the ideas being lost than the actual phone numbers?
Oh, well, yeah, I would. Because ultimately, someone could earn a lot of money out of those ideas.
Really?
I like it. You really do think that as well.
Mm.
Just looking at some of them, I'm...
Well, here's the thing. I would like... You've got some there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If you could just read out some of the ideas that are in Chris's phone now, and we're trying to work out what was going through his head at the time.
Well, the first one I found, I'm not sure if they're in alphabetical order, but the top one is Boobies Law.
Right.
What? Okay.
That would be...
Can you see? You can't remember, can you?
Trying to think myself. That, I think, is my idea called Bobby's Law, actually, and I've just done a typo.
Right.
Oh. Obviously, it's late at night, you know.
If you revealed what Bobby's Law was now, would that mess things up for you? Is that an idea in the making that you can't reveal?
I can give you a general sort of thing on some of these ideas.
All right, cool.
Bobby's Law is my great idea to bring back football back to its roots, you know, and give the football back to people and away from sort of rich footballers.
Oh.
It's a work in progress.
Okay, and who's Bobby?
There's an old football legend, Bobby Robson and,
right.
and Bobby Moore. Right. So it's a play on Bobby Moore, I think.
Okay.
Bobby's Law. It's a work in progress anyway.
Okay, good. Right.
Yeah. Next
one, Ben Howard, Keep Your Head Up, Macy Gray.
I think they're just two tunes that I've heard. A bit like your Nelly Dilemma.
Yeah. Okay. I write songs in there a lot. I'm like, oh, that's amazing, and put it in.
Yeah.
And when we played that Ben Howard song the other week,
that's
when
it.
We were doing afternoons, and he does sit there excitedly writing into his phone. I know what that is. Next.
Okay, this might be a work one. Do Sports Interview, SBTV, Elton John.
What?
I think this is... Have you heard of SBTV? They're this massive phenomenon everywhere on YouTube.
Who's the guy on it? Is it Jamal?
Jamal, yeah. Well, I've kind of been inspired by him, and I want to basically set up a service like his.
Right. What, a TV channel?
A TV channel, but it's going to be the sporting equivalent. I shouldn't really say this, should I?
Yeah, you're spilling out all the ideas.
I don't think anyone will rush to set this up.
And you think the first interview you'll be able to get is Elton John?
Yeah, well, because I'm a Watford fan. He's obviously Watford chairman. I thought I could get through to him.
Is he still Watford chairman?
No. Oh. But he's a Watford fan. Yeah. I don't know. I was going to...
Can't be that much of a fan if he got rid of it.
Are you going to put this one on SBTV? Pub Pentathlon 5 Sports.
What was that?
I don't know, it was under the other one,
pentathlon.
So I thought.
Yes, this was a great idea. So you know how you've got the pentathlon in athletics? It's a few events. This one would be five events, like football, basketball, like a load of different sports. And then me and my mates were going to compete to see who could win over five sports.
Okay, anything else more interesting?
Oh, this is dull hours. Go round parks and gardens with a metal detector.
I've done that.
Have you done that?
Yeah, we've done metal detecting already.
We've done it with Enrique Iglesias.
Well, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He loves it.
He does love it. Every time he's in the UK, he'll be like, hey, Scott, do you want to go metal detecting? And I say, Enrique, yes, I do.
What about code words in gay clubs?
Oh, this is genius.
This is a good one.
Yeah,
right, let's focus on this. You've told me about this before.
Right.
Go on.
So, I obviously, as a straight bloke, and a load of my mates are straight, there's a lot of good-looking girls who tend to go to gay clubs.
A lot.
With their gay best friends.
Yeah.
So what we thought we would do is try and go along to one of these gay clubs to meet some girls.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
But the only problem is trying to establish there which girls are obviously straight and which girls are gay.
Yeah, so he thinks there should be some kind of code.
There should be in Band of Brothers, I was watching that, and they go up to the enemy and go flash, and if they're allied, they have to go thunder.
Is it advisable to go up to someone in a club and shout flash?
Flash. Can I also say as well, a lot of girls go to gay clubs with their gay mates to get away from people like you, because they know they won't get hassled.
Right.
Yeah, that does happen a lot.
But either way, I think this is a great idea, isn't it? That there's this generally accepted, there's a code word which is said and then it's answered back and then you know what the situation is.
So what would happen, please? Let's imagine...
Why don't you just say gay and then they say yes or no?
Gay, yes. Gay, no.
It's a bit blatant, isn't it?
Well, so imagine what's going to happen. So like, me and you are in a gay club.
Right.
It's happened before and you're like, wow, she's quite fit. What happens next?
So, in theory, I would go up and I would say flash. And then if they were straight, they would shout thunder.
Right, okay.
And then from there, so that doesn't mean that they're interested or anything. It just
is
establishes,
that like open sesame?
It just establishes, maybe, it just establishes what the situation is.
All right, so everyone knows where they stand.
Exactly.
I like it. I don't think we can go with flash or thunder. I think maybe we can think, like, our listeners will come up with better ones than that.
It needs to be a call and response.
But I like that a lot.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
People are really stressing still about their phones not working, aren't they?
Mm.
A lot.
Yeah, mine hasn't worked for about 3 days now.
It's like, there was a time where you did actually do without that.
Yeah, I know, but you kind of take it as standard now, don't you? You expect to be able to get on the internet and, like...
What I like as well is that I'm getting tweets from people like I can do something about it, like I have some kind of power with that company. For instance, I just got one here. Mills, make my BBM work. I'm dying here. What can I do about it?
Just send a text. My boyfriend's got a theory. He reckons it's like something out of Spooks.
What do you mean?
Shut it down deliberately.
What, he thinks is a big plan?
Yeah.
Conspiracy?
I was like, you are watching way too much TV.
Really is.
He's like, and then this might have happened, and then that might have happened, and then Harry's rung them up and gone, right, we need to take this out for like a week.
No, Spooks is not real.
No.
So hello, if your phone still isn't working today, and if you're getting stressed about it. Have you seen one of the ads for that new phone, you know, the new phone that's coming out this week? I was watching this yesterday, someone told me about it. There's a guy... like a really fit guy in America, and he's going for a run, and he's got his phone on him with him while he's on his run, and he's saying to the phone, he's going at quite a pace as well, he's going, cancel my meeting, rescheduled at 5 o'clock. And the phone, a bit like the car off Knight Rider, goes, okay, meeting cancelled, rescheduled to 5 o'clock.
It doesn't talk back to you, does it?
Yes.
What, so this is a new thing? Voice recognition has been on some phones for ages.
I know.
My mate had it like last year.
But this one is like the talking car. It's quite cool. And then he's like, tell
Does
Beck.
Does it talk to you? Does it?
Yeah.
Hi, Scott. Are you sure there's not a bit? Because on that, those phone adverts, it says sequences shortened, which basically means that it's going to take you way longer than it shows you in this advert.
Oh.
Are you sure it doesn't say phone will not actually talk to you? This is just to make it look cool.
Well, from what I saw, it talks back to you. Maybe it doesn't call you Scott. I mean, I'm not saying...
sexy.
Yeah, it's not that personal.
Why are you so fit?
And then there's a woman on there who's cooking something, and it's like, she puts it in the oven, and she's like... Remind me in half an hour to take these out of the oven. I will remind you in half an hour. Oh, no, I'm sure I'm not making this up. I'm sure I saw this on the advert. And then there's another girl on there, and she gets a text, and the phone reads out. It's like, are you still coming to the party tonight? And she's like, tell her I'll be there. I'm telling her you'll be there. So you don't have to send the text anymore. You just say it. It's quite cool. But it does talk to you. I'm sure of it. However, surely that's going to go wrong. And you know what I'm like with technology. Like, if I got that phone, I wouldn't be able to use that. It'd be like, yeah, boop. Tell Becky, what's your favourite show on TV at the moment?
An Idiot Abroad.
Right. Idiot Abroad, yeah?
Yeah.
Tell Becky, Idiot Abroad has just started. Telling Becky that she's an idiot and I've just farted. I think that is prone to all sorts of error. I would like to be as cool as that guy on the advert running along. Cancel my meeting. Reschedule my meeting. Cancel it again. Reschedule it. But in reality, no. That's not going to be me.
Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I'm a bit confused about this phone thing. Do you have to speak in an American accent for it to understand you?
Yes, definitely.
Right. So it is like Kit off of Knight Rider. So your phone will now be like, I'm imagining, Scott, there are some bad guys coming. They want to kill you. Don't trust them.
And then you will reply,
by the way, I've rescheduled your meeting at 5 o'clock.
I want to hear your voice, because obviously you're going to need to do the American voice, otherwise it's not going to understand you.
Gee, sure. Okay, phone. I'll look out for them. Thanks. I just can't see that. How does it work with regional dialects? It's all fine if you're going, cancel my meeting, like the guy in the ad. What about if it's like, oh, all right, cancel my meeting immediately. Oh, all right, meeting cancelled. Like, there must be... there must be, like... How's that going to work? I'd quite like... Chris, imagine if you got this phone. Mm. Imagine it, right? It doesn't understand your voice because you're from Watford.
Right.
Or Pinner, to be more precise. So talk to the phone.
In American?
No, talk to your phone normally.
Cancel my meeting. Right
sorry,
now.
Sorry, I do not understand Pinner. Say again. Only understands American. Tell it... Imagine you've got a haircut appointment and you want to move it till 2 o'clock. Go.
In American.
Yeah, because I know your accents are really good.
This is it. I can't do American.
It only understands the American accent.
I can't.
You're going to have to learn for the phone.
Hey. What am I...
You've got a hair appointment.
No, do you want to move it to 2 o'clock? Hair appointment.
Go. Hey, move my...
Sorry, I don't understand you. Say again.
Hey, move my hair appointment to... I just can't
You're just
do it.
Speaking
I'm
slower.
Sorry. I still don't understand you. Repeat.
I'll probably just get a different phone.
It's probably best, because you're never going to master the American accent, let's be honest. Podcast. Right, so this week, Becky is coming up with Christmas present ideas for me to get, because I never know what to get you. I just get you the same old rubbish every year.
No, you get good presents.
Yeah, but it's the same. I want to do something different.
Yeah.
You wanted the Karma Chameleon telephone. That's not really... I mean, some people are offering me them, and then they just don't come through with it. So I need some other stuff, just in case. And I am actually planning for Christmas now. I'm being quite organised this year.
And yesterday I had the pyjama jeans, which I thought would be quite cool, but you said it would be gross if I wore them through the night and through the day.
Yeah, you need to
all
kind of...
All day, all night, pyjama jeans.
All day, all night. You need to differentiate between night and day. You can't just come in wearing the same minging clothes to work.
So I found two more presents that I think... The first one, I think, is... was the ideal gift.
And this is an ad that we're going to play?
Yeah.
Do you have trouble getting a good night's sleep?
I do at the moment, actually.
No, so do I. And I've got really noisy neighbours, so this is perfect for me. If I could get it a bit earlier than Christmas, it might be good.
I woke up at 2 a.m. and just went down and ate loads of cheese out of my fridge and then went back to sleep again.
What?
I do that sometimes, don't
you? That's the best thing to have if you can't sleep is cheese, because it gives you a really, really good night's sleep afterwards.
Yeah, you don't have mad dreams at all.
No.
No, I just take. I often do that. I just bosh loads of cheese if I wake up in the night and then go back upstairs again.
What, like whole Edams?
No, just a little bit.
It's a bit weird, but...
Are you having trouble sleeping?
No, generally I'm sleeping all right, actually.
Okay. All right, well, we are, so we need this.
Are you constantly tossing and turning, trying to find the perfect position of comfort?
You constantly tossing and turning, Chris?
I'm rarely tossing and turning. I'm all
the
good.
Booty pillow is the product you've been waiting for.
What's this?
This is what I need. It's the booty pillow.
The booty pillow.
Pillow
is the product you've been waiting for.
The booty pillow?
Yeah. It's a pillow shaped like a bum.
Right.
What? I think it's a brilliant idea.
It's nature's perfect pillow. Modeled after nature's perfect shape.
Oh, I don't like his voice. So, this is a pillow in the shape of a booty.
Yeah. And do you know what? There are so many customer reviews on there. It's brilliant.
Here's a satisfied customer.
My girl is always on the road for business, so I don't get to cuddle with her the way I like to. Thanks to Booty Pillow, I feel like she's still here.
So, in the absence of his girlfriend, he snuggles up to the booty pillow at night.
Mm. Yeah.
Which means, if you think about it, that when his girlfriend is there and he's not on business, he
has his face by her bum.
Right, snuggles up to her bum. Mm.
Now, some would say dangerous.
I'm all for a cuddle at night, you know. Mm. I don't think I've ever done that. I mean, do you use your boyfriend's bum as a pillow?
No, but I like the idea of
everybody
this.
Needs a bum as a pillow. What?
I like the idea of this, though. Because it's like the bum pillow, but without any of the danger.
Booty pillows. Putting a smile on your cheeks.
Wow. Is this for real?
Yes.
I like that.
I want one.
What a slogan.
Booty pillows. Putting a smile on your cheeks.
Surely sleeping next to your partner's bum is potentially dangerous.
Yeah, that's
lethal.
What I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah.
Get all sorts.
Okay, right, I'll look that up. What else?
Well, if you don't want to get that one, something else. See if you can guess what this is.
Now, for all the women out there, what if I told you that you, right now, at this very moment, were wearing a life-saving device?
Oh.
Now, if you're not going to get me the booty pillow, I want something practical that's going to save my life.
So this could potentially save your life?
Yeah.
Dr. Elena Bodnar has designed the emergency bra, which you can unsnap and take one cup off of to fit around your head like a little gas mask. There's a butterfly valve hidden in the liner, which then makes it possible to breathe in clean air while you're adorning your face with the specialty bras.
Explain, please.
It's a gas mask bra. So if I get caught in a situation where I need a gas mask, just whip it off. Take one of the cups, put it over my face. I'm breathing normally. Obviously, I'll fit the bras of others before I fit... Oh, no, I fit my own before I fit others. I'm not sure quite how it works. If you, like, put a massive, like, double G cup on a small child, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
Mm.
And then I pull the butterfly valve, and then I'm just breathing normally. I'm looking like an idiot because I've got a spare cup floating around on the side, but I'm...
Yeah.
I'm alive.
But you're alive, and that's the main thing.
Yeah.
So it doubles up as a gas mask, just in case. I mean, you never know, heaven forbid, but if there was to be some kind of terrible event where you needed a gas mask, just whip your bra off. You've got one flapping there, but you've got one over your face.
Yeah.
And that will make the whole difference.
Mm.
And you'll survive.
And guys, there is already a male counterpart for this device in the works.
Right.
Next Christmas I'll get you one.
There's a boy version. What is that?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what that is.
Is it a gas mask pant?
Surely not.
I don't want to put that on my face.
No.
I know what my pants are like.
Oh.
I don't...
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, a chance to win some impromptu Scott Mills points now. I'm going to hand out 10 if you get this right. We've been to Stupid Street. Smooth Talking Dan's been back on. Now, you know in that song, Sac Noel, when she went to Spain and she saw people partying, what did she think to herself?
What the...
Yeah. So we've been onto Stupid Street, we asked 6 people, when you went to Spain and you saw people partying, what did you think to yourself? How many out of those 6 people would say, what the... Simple question. If you get the correct amount of people that said, what the, I'll give you 10 Scott Mills points. Simple as...
0.
No one in Super Street would know that song, a number one song.
No.
Chris?
No, I've got a bit more confidence in Stupid Street today. I'm going to go 6.
All of them?
No, come on. Every single one?
All right, and go on, and I'll go 4.
4? Okay. So we went to Super Street when you went to Spain and you saw people partying. What did you think to yourself? Here were their answers.
When you went to Spain... And you saw people partying.
When I went to Spain?
Yeah. Have you been to Spain before?
How did you... so random. Like, yeah, okay, I've been to Spain, yeah.
And you saw people partying.
Yeah.
What did you think to yourself?
I'm having a good time. I'm glad to be here. Spanish girls are hot. They can be a bit grumpy if they have too much to drink.
When I came to Spain and I saw people partying, I thought to myself...
What the...
Yes.
When you went to Spain and you saw people partying, what did you think to yourself?
Water.
Two.
When I came to Spain and I saw people partying, I thought to myself,
it's right, it's a nice place, nice country. More of a Turkey person or Greece.
When I came to Spain and I saw people partying, I thought to myself,
why not? When you're on holiday, you've got to party, really.
When I came to Spain and I saw people partying, I thought to myself,
there's party. Yeah, like, yay, let's have some party. It's party hard.
I'm more of a Turkey or Greece person myself.
Well, actually, that did better than I thought there. I didn't think anyone would know it. Becky didn't think so either. No points. No points for you either, Chris. But two people said, what the...
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Russell Howard live on this show next. Loads of people didn't know that it was what the in the song and thought it was water. That could have been potentially embarrassing when you've talked about it with your mates in the pub. When I came to Spain and I saw people partying, I thought to myself, water. What? Congratulations to a lot of people who got their first Scott Mills points because of that today. They said two people on Stupid Street would say, what the? Also, talking about that Sac Noel song, you know, it's a Spanish lady doing the voice on it. Not many people know this, but the original version was actually done with a vocalist from the Black Country. It wasn't always a Spanish. So we have got the original, and I'm going to play it in a minute. It's the original version of Sac Noel and Loca People. So that's coming up.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
Right, so this has never been heard anywhere before. This is the original version of Sac Noel by the original vocalist from Warsaw. And I think I might prefer it, actually, to the one that we've been playing on Radio 1. So turn this up. Here's the original version of Loca People.
Scott Mills. This is BBC.
BBC Radio
1.
All day. All night. All day. All night. All day. All night. What the... When I came to Spain and I saw people partying, I thought to myself, what the? All day, all night, all day, all night. Viva la fiesta, viva la noche, viva los DJs. I couldn't believe what I was living. So I called my friend Johnny and I said to him, Johnny, la gente está Mallorca. What the? When I came to Spain and I saw people partying, I thought to myself, what the? All day, all night, all day, all night. Viva la fiesta, viva la noche, viva los DJs, what the? Viva la fiesta, viva la, viva la, viva la, viva la. Viva la. I couldn't believe what I was living, so I called my friend Johnny and I said to him, Johnny, la gente está Mallorca. What the?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
There we are. That was the West Midlands version of Sac Noel and Loca People, which is the original one, never heard before. I hope you enjoyed that. A lot of people also preferring it to the original, which was number one. Russell Howard is truly astonished by that song, aren't you?
I loved it, yeah. I've not heard the original, but I heard a little bit earlier, but I prefer that version. It sounds really gritty. We were saying it sounds a bit like a Streets album now. You should just walk in.
What
you can just see a really broken, what the, what the, oi.
So you've never heard that song? That's a big resort song, but you've probably not been to any.
I haven't been to any resort holidays this year, no. Missed out.
Yeah.
I was in Australia and America.
Yes, when you talk about that in a minute. We're just saying, though, there is a formula to those songs, and I reckon we could make one quite
absolutely
easily. You just need that noise.
We'd be millionaires, Russell.
We could be millionaires.
So, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good, man. How are you?
Very good. Love to see you again.
And you?
I know it's been a very exciting time since I last saw you, because you've made your debut in one of those late-night TV chat shows in America.
Yeah, it was cool.
The ones where, after every single joke, they put a...
Yeah, it was. Well, it was. Yeah, it was Conan
not,
O'Brien.
Yeah, yeah. Not on your jokes, but on the host's jokes. They do. They always do that. You know, it's like, and here's a funny anecdote, and then this happened, and that.
I'd like that.
Yeah. Conan O'Brien. That's a massive show there.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty cool.
We don't really have this, but every night in America, there are about 3 or 4 different chat shows on different channels in America, and about like 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night. Yeah. And they all kind of compete with each other, don't they? So imagine, you know, you've got Jonathan Ross on one channel, you've got Graham Norton on another channel, and maybe, let's say, Alan Titchmarsh.
Absolutely.
On another channel.
And that late night Alan Titchmarsh chat show in America. That's a show that everyone will watch, isn't it?
They just sign that up. But that happens every night, and millions of people watch them. When you went on Conan, when was it?
I don't know, it was in August, September, right. Something like that.
Did they have to provide subtitles for you on the screen?
No, but I did have to speak very slowly.
Did you?
Yeah. And they checked out everything I was going to say. So I had this guy follow me around at a gig. Okay, can't say this, can't say that. Why would you say that about your mom? And,
you know, and so they vetted your material?
What the hell's a wheelie bin? It's like that amazing conversation where you sort of sat with an American. It was like a bin, but it's outside, it's on wheels. Okay, and you call that a wheelie bin? Yeah, that's what we call it.
Sorry about that. Yeah. Apologising for what we call things.
The hell are digestives? Well, they're like biscuit. Well, can you say cookies? No, that just sounds wrong. So, yeah, they sort of vet your material and all that.
Oh, did you have to change it a lot?
Yeah, you have to sort of, like, sidewalk, pavement, all that kind of sort of caper, really. Right. I said closet, which sounded a bit weird when I did the actual show. Yeah, you can actually see me go, I'll go for it.
I need to watch this. Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I want to see this. I want to see you saying sidewalk.
Yeah, it fits a bit weird. Hey, what's up, guys?
It's only because I saw an episode of Skins when I was there once, and it was all subtitled. Now, not being funny, apart from one or two Bristolian accents, pretty much everyone in Skins is really posh.
Yeah, if my mum had done my set on Conan, they would have definitely had to subtitle it. All right, you know.
Did they give you like a US-style makeover before you went on? Did they give you like amazingly white teeth? Or?
No, they put me in a sort of cupboard. They had Novak Djokovic on, the tennis player, and Olivia Wilde, who's a famous actress. I don't know, I've never met her. She seemed very nice. But so they got a lot of attention. I was sort of left in my cupboard. But it was good fun. I met Djokovic, and he was really unbelievably humble. He's like the world's best tennis player. And I went, hey, well done at Wimbledon. He went, did you see it? Did you see me?
Yeah,
he played really well. Were you there? I was like, no. But I'd love to have been. Well, come next time. We'll hang out. It was really weird.
Get his number.
No, it was also like that. He was kind of going, what are you doing here? Do you want to hang out? I was like, yeah, but not really. You're a bit much.
You're becoming a bit much. Did they? But they let you wear the, you know, the normal jeans and t-shirt.
Yeah, it was fine. Yeah.
Right, didn't put you in a shiny suit or anything.
No,
good. And then you've been to Australia as well.
Yeah, that was amazing.
What was that like? Because you did sit in the Opera House, right?
I did the Opera House, but I was doing a gig that was hosted by John Cleese. And, it was ridiculous. With Louis C.K. was on, and Dimitri Martin. And it was all at the Sydney Opera House. It was great.
Wow. I went to Australia last year to do the spin-off show, I'm a Celebrity. I got to go to Australia. It's cool. And what do they really think of English people? Because I went there last year, and it was like one of those holiday adverts where, you know, with really attractive families having lots of barbecues and looking really shiny fabulous.
And we just roll in like slugs. Yeah, you realise how sort of grey and ugly you are in comparison to Australians. They're just sun-kissed and beautiful. But I think that they just don't care about us. And they've just got a different sensibility. I was in a cafe in a place called Darlinghurst in Sydney, right? And a bloke walked in, he ordered 2 drinks for him and his parrot. This genuinely happened. He had a parrot on his shoulder. He ordered a coffee for himself and a small, tiny coffee for the parrot. So I'm sat there watching this, sort of giggling. Nobody else was laughing. Everyone else goes, just burying his parrot, mate. What's your problem? And it was sort of that thing of going, well, when did this become normal? And then they sat, I swear to God this is true, they ordered a cooked breakfast and they ate it together. And nobody, like, bucked an eyelid. Everyone was just kind of, that's what he does.
Right. Do you find Australians a little bit, they're quite, if you're a sensitive person, I find they're a little bit harsh. They'll just tell you exactly what they think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Becky
lived in Australia for a while, didn't you?
They're quite blunt.
Blunt. That's it. But you had a lovely time.
I had a great time. It was fun, yeah.
When I was there, they changed the name of the Sydney Opera House to the Sydney Oprah House.
Oh, really?
Because they're obsessed with Oprah Winfrey.
Was she appearing at the Opera House?
Well, she did her show from there. But it was
and they genuinely changed it.
They changed it.
Oh my god! You to look at the video on YouTube. There are so many people there.
Yeah,
really? Like, I can't believe that many people live in Sydney.
Because I was there the week that she was there, and it was literally like God was arriving. It was like, is Oprah ready for Australia? Australia ready for Oprah? It's like the biggest thing ever. I know she obviously is a phenomenon, but...
Do you reckon that would happen if Loose Women went? Similar thing. It sort of totally changed the Opera House.
Oh, good, it's Shane McDonald.
yeah, exactly.
They should try that. They should do Loose Women from the Opera House in Sydney.
Quick, there's some ladies from England going to tell us about their sagging breasts. Let's
go. Now, I was watching a little video of your of a trailer for you earlier, and it was you trying out new material for your new series of Good News.
Yes.
Which is back on BBC Three.
Yes.
This is the fifth series.
It is, yeah.
And what you do is you test out some of the stuff that you find hilarious that you've written.
Yeah, what happens, I spend, like, when I'm prepping it, I spend a week writing jokes going, this is going to be hilarious, this is going to be really funny, sure about that.
Is it just you that writes
it? No, I write it with three of my friends. Right. Steve Williams, who's a comedian, Dan Atkinson, who's a comedian, and Carl Minns, who's a general player. And
where do you? I always want to know this. Do you just sit in a pub and drink beer?
No, we sit in an office and we kind of write jokes together.
Yeah,
It's really. It sounds boring, but it's really good fun. I love it. It's great.
Yeah.
You've
got all this stuff.
Yeah, and we sit around. We write jokes. We think, this is going to be really funny, and we get a bit carried away. And then we tell it in front of an audience, and invariably, what happens? They like some of it, and then a lot of it's just too weird for them. Mm. But it is at that point, because you've just been four blokes, you know, it's like when you sat with your mates in a room,
yeah.
The jokes get crazier and weirder and stranger, and before you know it, you kind of go, this would be really funny, and then you come out and show people, and you feel a bit like a child that's, Mum, I've got to play! And you've got, like, sellotape on your eyes, and you're like, I'm a robot called Sharon. Oh, yeah, Russ, how long's this going? 40 minutes, Mum, sit down.
So on the video, it looked like about 10 people you were trying it out to.
No, it's not more now. It's about 40. It's not huge.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's a diddy little venue in Chiswick. It's great.
So you can just see if it works or not?
Yes.
And do you actually bin off the stuff that they just sit there and go, no? Nope.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a clip about a dancing gorilla, which I thought was going to be absolutely hilarious, and they thought it looked cruel. But my mates reckon I've got a problem called monkey blindness, where if I see a monkey doing something, I don't see the general surroundings. I won't see that it's in a cage. I'll just see that he's winking at me, and I'll laugh. You know, so I can't get beyond my monkey blindness.
Is it like tunnel vision?
Yeah, it's a genuine problem. If I see a monkey, then I'm gone. Like, you know, if I was ever in a hostage situation, or the government wanted to get information out of me, if they brought a chimp in, I would tell all.
Would you?
Yeah.
What is that? Why? Do you know where you've got that?
Does
it have to be a video or just an
image? My nan's got it as well. My nan has got 17 stuffed monkeys on her bed.
Yeah. Right, so if I showed you a picture, if I Google a picture now of them...
Yeah, exactly. How does that not cheer you up? Look at that fella. Just a beautiful...
Does it have to be a video or could it just be a still image?
It could be anything. It could be a still... Videos are the best. That gives me genuine monkey blindness. But it's me and my nan that suffer. 17 stuffed monkeys. My granddad, you should see him out. There's no bloody room for me. Every year, another bloody monkey. Because you get some at Christmas. And they're all sort of led there, all kind of like freaky-eyed. Oh. And my granddad, it's this lovely image of him getting ready for bed, going, bloody hell, move the monkeys.
Does he have to Steven. Move them off the bed every night?
There goes Nathan, sorry about that.
They all got names.
Yeah, they've all got names.
Incredible. Becky's new favourite thing is, you know when dogs stick their head out of the car window? The
yes.
joy they get from that is
Oh, my dog
else.
Does that. Absolutely loves it, yeah.
I think I've got the same with you with monkeys. I can't, if in any situation they would make me laugh.
What, a dog?
Yeah, sticking his head out of a window.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
I don't
know
why, I only just realised how amazing it
they
was.
Just
and
get
I
just,
can't get enough.
They get such joy from it.
Absolutely, yeah. It's the best thing. Have you got a dog, Becky?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you should get one.
I need to get one. If I did, I'd just be permanently down the motorway, like, yes.
it's amazing how much of that just up and down and up and down. No. She's been going for 4 hours now.
Now, your show. Is the most popular show on BBC Three.
Yes.
Let's be honest. We know this. It's also very popular on iPlayer. I read some things like 3 million views a week or something.
Yeah,
that's huge.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Do you think, you know, we've a new series coming on, obviously, Feel the Power. I've got the biggest show on BBC Three, that's you.
Why would I go around? So, is that me saying
that's
Feel
you.
The Power?
Yeah, yeah.
Feel the Power!
Or just maybe just think it. Don't say it.
Yeah.
Do you think you could call... We're not going to do this. Do you think you could call up the boss of BBC Three with the most ridiculous idea in the world and they would be like, yep, it's on?
Yeah. I doubt it, but it would be good. Imagine to get to
Have
that.
You never been tempted to do that? Because I would be doing that all the time.
Or would you? What if you... All right, I'm the boss of BBC Three. What show do you want?
I don't know. I'd have to think
Coming
about
next,
it.
Coming next, Becky in car. With dogs.
Yeah, with dogs. smiling out of car windows.
Becky drives in a car. She has to see how many flies the dog can get in its teeth.
Yeah, but they wouldn't obviously do it for me. But if it was you, what? Russell Howard's cars...
With dogs.
With dogs, it'd be on.
My girlfriend would be really up for that.
Would she? Yeah.
Probably the one show of mine she'd actually watch. I love that. Dog with car is just... Oh
brilliant.
Excellent
that.
Stuff. Different right. Music for different dogs. Beautiful.
Yes. Right, we're going to play...
That Alsatian liked reggae, didn't he?
We're going to play Beyonce's new record now.
Great.
Called Countdown. And then we'll have a bit more of a chat with Russell Howard.
Sweet.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
That was Beyonce and Countdown. And myself and Becky and Russell Howard spent a few minutes there during that song looking at pictures of Beyonce's baby bump.
That's right, yeah.
Which is fantastic. Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Howard is here. He's got a new series. When's it start of Good News on BBC Three?
2 weeks on Thursday. I don't know the exact date. Something like the 24th.
Two weeks on Thursday.
Yeah. It's probably, I don't know. We're back soon. A couple of Thursdays.
Tell you what, I'll pop that in my phone right now.
27th. There you go.
Is your phone working at the moment, or are you one of the people that are really stressed?
No, I'm fine. I've got an iPhone, yeah. Oh, so cool. Okay. It's sweet.
Some of the people today are like, I'm really stressed.
It's horrible, isn't it? But it's weird when you sort of realise just how much you need your phone when it breaks. You're like, I've got nothing.
Yeah.
Just think when you were little, it was fine, but now...
I know.
Niente.
Someone's girlfriend, read this from earlier, almost cried when she realised that she couldn't use her BBM today. Seriously.
What's BBM? God, how old do I sound? What's that?
It's the instant message between those phones.
So you mean teenage girls can't talk to each other?
Dun, dun, dun. Text allowance.
What are you doing? Nothing. What about you? Nothing, really.
No! When Chris Smith, off the news, he reads the news, found out that you were coming in this morning, he went, oh.
He got his tattoo removed.
Yeah. He went, oh, he likes you.
Yes.
But he went, the man who thinks the news is just one big joke.
Oh, right, yeah, I get a lot of that. It's
do
kind
you?
Of, yeah, when I sort of meet news readers and it's always fairly awkward. I met I forget the guy's from Channel 5's name when I did the marathon. And it was that horrible thing. I recognised him, but I thought it was somebody I'd seen in the shops. So I was like, hey, mate. And he went, yeah, hi, how are you?
Oh, no.
Apparently I'm the man that tries to flirt with old women.
Oh.
Looks like you do. Well, I don't. I'm a professional.
Did he say that?
Yeah, but in a jokey way, it was fine.
Does that happen a lot? Because it sometimes happens to us with pop stars when you forget. Because you just say something randomly and you forget that it's gone out on the radio. Or like on your DVD or on stage.
Yeah.
And then they actually take you to task on it. Has that happened before?
I've not had that happen. I don't really... But, yeah, I'd be slightly worried that would happen. Yeah.
I mean, there's no beef between you and Newsbeat. You just...
Me and Chris.
Yeah. Come on, then.
Well, it looks like... What's he doing there?
Do you want to start it, do you, Chris? Do you want to? Come on, then.
Oh, my God. Is that a ninja sword? Has he got a ninja sword?
Oh, no, he's fine. He's not coming in. Now, do you remember, I think it was last time you came in.
Yes.
You were... Was it top of the weird celebrity crush poll?
Yeah, yeah. King of the Mingers.
It wasn't that.
That's what my mum christened it.
Did she?
Yeah. King of the Mingers.
Did she say that?
Yeah, yeah.
We got her in a Bristolian accent.
Yeah, yeah,
that's your mum.
She'd have like countdown every week. Da-na. Hello, this is Nenette Howard, my top 10 Mingers of the week. That bloke in Asda. God, what's going on there?
Do you in the poll this year? Do you know? Or
I've not checked.
You've not checked.
No,
it's not been. You've been a bit busy, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I find
that a bit odd because it's kind of a compliment, but then the compliment is taken away immediately.
Absolutely. Yeah. It is. It's like, I guess it's like meeting somebody at like, I don't know, a nightclub or something. They go, you're really attractive. If I was, you know, sort of dangerously ill, I'd go out with you. Oh, thanks very much.
Yeah. If things were different.
Yeah, yeah. If we were, like, locked down in a compound, then I'd totally, you know, once they scrubbed us both down.
There's loads of comments coming in about that Beyonce song. We weren't really listening to it, were we?
No,
we were too busy looking at the baby bump. Well, someone's been on with... I like the constructive criticism that people give. Beyonce's new song is messy. There we are. So if you are listening, Beyonce... your new song's messy.
Who's that from?
I don't know.
Wouldn't it be great if she is listening?
Wouldn't it be?
She's like, yeah, it is a bit messy, right? Yeah.
Or that person met them, like we were just talking. Hi, you said my new song was messy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah? Let me make something of it.
Got to get a Hoover on that song, Beyonce.
Have you been watching X Factor and all that? Or do you watch that?
No, I watched it this week. And I enjoyed it. What I love about it is I love that it looks like children who've never worn those clothes ever. They just get dressed up. I love it.
My favourite bit is the makeovers.
Because they just look utterly ridiculous. Like, they are allowed to say no. Like, you know, just kind of go, I'm going to shave the side of your head here. Can you not do that? Because I look ridiculous, you know. Yeah. But it just, yeah, that's what I like the best.
The Johnny guy who had the full-on, the shades and the kind of Baco foil outfit.
Yes, yeah, I saw him.
At any point, you're right, Russell, he could have said, do you know what, no. I'm going to be in front of 8 million people on TV.
Yeah, but he needs it, really, you know, because, you know, he's kind of, you know, he's a plain-looking guy and his voice is all right. But yeah. So he needs to look slightly kind of quirky and odd. Like, he's sort of like Mickey Pierce meets David Bowie, sort of somewhere in the middle. That's a good reference. but it's the young ones. I just find with the snoods and the, like, as soon as they get to boot camp, they put on those weird sort of beanie hats and all that. And kind of like, and they're always sat on rocks, kind of looking away wistfully and kind of, and it's always the same. And it's going to be the toughest decision of our lives. I don't know what we're going to, it's going to be the hardest decision of my life. And then it was kind of, what's her name? Katie Rowland. She sounded like a vet. Put it down. Like, put it down. She wanted to put it down.
And you put it down, yeah. Girlfriend.
It was great.
Yeah. But we still watch it.
Yeah, totally. It's addictive, isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely. Listen, thank you so much for coming in today.
Pleasure.
So your new show is on in a couple of weeks on BBC Three.
Yeah.
It's going to be on the 27th of October. And put it in your diary now, in your phone, 10:30 on BBC Three, the most watched program on BBC. Feel the power.
Right.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to go fight Chris.
Yeah, do it. Yeah. I'll watch this. Podcast. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you?
I'm working in Worcester at the minute, but I'm originally from Warsaw.
Warsaw, yes. Which has already been mentioned on Radio 1 today, thanks to the West Midlands version of Sack Noel.
Oh, yeah, I found it absolutely hilarious. I never realised I sounded like that when I sing along to it in the van.
Yeah, like when you're singing to that song, that's what you sound like.
Well, it's ain't too bad, really. I mean, it's number one.
It's number one. And that is the original version by the original vocalist before they got the other lady in.
I think I should try and do my own little remix, like my old version.
Yeah, well, send it in if you want to. Just record it and email it to me. I would love to hear that.
OK, well then.
And maybe some other people with different accents. I'd quite like a Welsh one would be good. Maybe Bristolian would be good, I think. Maybe we can get some other versions on the go.
It could be a little album with a nationwide one.
Yeah, that's a brilliant idea, Alex. You see? Ideas from the listeners. I love that. Okay, have a good day.
You too, bye.
Love you, Bab. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, it's time for Dear Scott. This is where the posh Radio 4 lady reads out all the stuff, and I mean all the stuff that you've been saying to us on email this week. Send one in. Bosh, it gets on National Radio 1. Send me an email. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Send me an email, the Posh Radio 4 lady will read it out, like she does with this one.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS and the PR4L, I have what some may call a quirk, and I want to know if it's really that strange. Here it is. Mm-hmm. I love it when houseflies walk around on me. It's those tickly little feet. It feels like a tiny massage. My boyfriend is a little bit afraid of me now. I didn't think it was weird at all until the subject somehow came up in conversation, and now he can't look at me in the same way ever again. This issue has become quite controversial. Am I normal or am I an actual freak? Please let me know. Thanks, Laura.
Thanks for your email, Laura. I'm going for actual freak. Who else is in?
Yeah.
Hands?
They're really dirty. You can't have that.
No. That's worse, I would say, than when I thought that gecko was on my face when I was on holiday a couple of weeks ago and did a little poo on me.
But you didn't enjoy that, did you?
I did not enjoy it, no. I was freaked out by it because I saw it on the wall of my bedroom.
You've
right
got
near
no
me.
No proof that it did a poo on you. You just think it did a poo on you because that's what you would do if you
if
were,
you were
a gecko.
Yes, I would. If I managed to make it to someone's face, I would do that. Why would you not?
Need to say that he's got those standards.
Well, anyway, flies are a bit dirty, so no, it's horrible. And to say it's like a massage and like with their tickly little feet is all sorts of wrong.
Also, how many flies do you have in your house? Like, and how often do they land on you? Because I don't think flies landed on me and like...
Yeah, yeah. Normally they would fly off.
You don't have them in your house, do you? Like,
it's a bit weird if they're trying to attract them by putting, I don't know, honey on their face or something like that.
Well, she didn't say that. Right back, Laura. Are you actually encouraging them?
That's wasps, isn't it?
Next.
Hello, Becky. Has anyone else said that you remind them of Lady Mary on Downton Abbey? Fiona.
I don't watch her. I don't know who that is.
She's quite posh. No, I don't think... No, no one else has. I've had Michelle... Is it Michelle Bass?
Oh. The one who used to be in Big Brother.
Yeah, and then went on to do some rude TV.
Who is it? Mary? I'll Google her.
Yeah, Lady Mary.
Is that Maggie Smith's character?
No! She's the Dowager Countess or whatever they call her, whatever that means.
Because you do, there is a resemblance there. Next.
Hola, Scott, Becky, PR4L and the rest of the gang.
Hiya.
Just want to say I went to the Teen Awards on Sunday and it was amazing. When One Direction was on, it was absolutely mental. My eardrums very nearly burst. I also loved it when Tom Felton, Matthew Lewis and Rupert Grint came on. I screamed at the top of my lungs. I'm going to be Mrs. Felton, or Mrs. Lewis, or Mrs. Grint one day. Love you, Christina.
See, I always think it's best to keep your options open.
Definitely.
And that's what that lady is doing right there. I bet, though, she's practiced the signature for all three.
Mrs. Grint.
Girls do that, though, don't they? They do. I know girls that practice signatures.
Yeah. Have you done that?
Didn't know. Well, yeah, I mean, back in the day. Didn't Laura, who used to work on the show, always write Laura Mills everywhere?
Not Laura Mills.
I'm sure she did, didn't she?
No. She never wanted to marry me. No.
She likes to write names, though, didn't she?
Oh, yeah.
She got married.
Absolutely. Before she got married, which was recently, she would practice the signature of what it would look like all the time.
Do you think Fern's done it with you already?
Not yet, but she will by next week.
The one that doesn't speak said she did used to write Laura Chapman.
Did she?
Just to freak out Chappers.
Oh, yeah. Well, she did that just to freak him out. That's what she's like. Yeah, she'll be writing Fern Mills in flowery writing next week.
I think it sounds good, that.
Yeah, I mean, you would change it, wouldn't you? If you were as successful as Fern Cotton, you would change it to Fern Mills.
Well, you could be Scott Cotton.
Yeah.
Scotton.
Scotton.
Scott. That's way better.
That is good. I'm going to take her name.
Or it could be double-barreled, Fern Mills Cotton.
Yes, that's also good. Sounds quite posh. Am I jumping the gun a bit here?
Just a tad. You don't want to scare her off.
Scotton. I like it. I see, I'm practising it now.
You've got that kind of over-30s needy thing going on where you need to settle down.
How rude.
Your body clock's ticking.
Scott, it is not.
Quick.
Oh, is that what that hot flush was last week?
Yeah.
Scott.
Scotton.
No, it was a bug.
You're practising Scott. Your signature?
Yes, I am.
It's meant to be the girl, mate.
That's all right, I'm still
no.
practising it. It's like, I bet loads of girls do, let's say that you were a fan of One Direction, Becky Styles.
Yeah.
Of course
there's loads of them on Twitter.
Next!
Dear Scott, I recently visited a university site in Southampton where a poster of you was prominently displayed. It is with great regret that I must inform you it has been vandalised.
What?
Some idiot has inserted a bright red drawing pin in the centre of your forehead. I am shocked that somebody could do this to you. Anyway, I took it upon myself to right this wrong by removing the pin. But this only made things worse, as it left you with a large prick mark on your forehead, and that is not a good look for anybody. So I have replaced said pin back again. I have attached a photo of the vandalism so that you can make an informed decision. Please advise as to what you'd like me to do. Kind regards, James.
Well, I'm just pleased...
It's just gone on the homepage.
I'm pleased that you have removed the pin.
So I
no,
went...
you stuck the pin back in, because otherwise you would have had the mark left.
Oh, yeah.
You look ridiculous.
That's amazing.
Can I see, please?
Why that picture?
If you want to see this...
It's the picture of you when you did your went for your Jeremy Kyle phase.
Is that the Southampton Solent University?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a picture of me up there. How rude. That's on the homepage now if you want to see actual vandalism, which we do not condone. Awful.
You look great.
What do we do now? What do we do? Tell him to put the pin back in?
Well, no, he's already put it back. Well, I don't know.
What do we do now?
I don't think you need to leave it there, because otherwise you're just going to have a massive hole.
Or maybe just put more pins in. I don't know. It looks weird anyway. Look at the Radio 1 homepage now. Go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. It'll come up as soon as you get there. What are people like?
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.